Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Alien boy with two heads, twice as smart as other fifth graders. Okay, you recognize that, of course. It's a ridiculous blurb from the cover of a supermarket tabloid designed for one purpose and one purpose only, to get you to grab and buy. Yeah, of course, it's an absurd storyline, but you got to admit, you're curious, right? And that's the point. And many people will grab and buy. Maybe not you, but lots of people. I started out as an advertising copywriter. I wrote ads for TV, radio, newspaper, magazine, billboards. I became president of an ad agency. And still today, I write all my own ad material for my own business. I've never stopped. I've been a lifelong student of the craft. So let me help you with some tested, compelling, time-honored ideas you can use to make your ad headlines better and more effective. Let me start by calling out the importance of the headline. It is the single most important element of any ad. It's the first line of text in a print ad. It's the opening 3 to 5 seconds of a TV or radio commercial. It's the subject line of an email. And it, more than anything else, determines if the reader or viewer will stay or leave for what comes next. Got your attention now? Okay. Well, here are 9 proven headline writing techniques. Number 1 is homework for you. Study the best headline writers. Who are they? Well, they're the gossip magazines, supermarket tabloids, and other newsstand magazines. Hey, just stand there and read the covers. The blurbs on the covers are brilliantly written, attention-getting, curiosity-creating, and yes, purchase-inducing. Millions of people pick them up, thumb through, and buy. Each cover is virtually a complete seminar on headline writing. All right, number 2, offer a compelling benefit that you know your target buyer is yearning for. A better night's sleep, assurance of job advancement, introducing a new product with minimal risk. What's the benefit your product or service provides a prospect? And hammer that home in the headline. Technique number 3, how-to. How-to headlines indicate valuable information ahead. People are always looking for useful ideas. How to build a deck in one weekend. How to grow your small business like the billion-dollar giants do. How to take the guesswork out of buying a used car. Number 4, use numbers. Like 3 surefire ideas for being a hero with your boss. 7 ways to ensure your success as a salesperson. 5 recipes your family will love. Hey, even I used 9 proven techniques for writing a compelling ad headline, and you're here listening, right? Okay. Number 5, offer a guarantee. This eliminates or reduces risk. People want to know that they won't waste their own time, money, or even their pride. One of my favorite guarantees is Domino's Pizza. Fresh hot pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. People used to clock them when they offered that guarantee. Number 6, ask a provocative negative question like, are you frustrated with acne? Is your car not starting reliably in cold weather? Are you losing the connection with your teenage kids? Number 7, ask a provocative positive question. Would you like more pep and energy throughout your day? Are you interested in a higher yield from your investments? Number 8, find a compelling hook. Brilliant ad writer John Carlton calls the hook the incongruous juxtaposition, meaning something that doesn't make sense, designed to arouse curiosity. He once wrote an ad about a one-legged golfer. Well, that's incongruous, right? So let me read his headline. Amazing secret discovered by one-legged golfer adds 50 yards to your drives, eliminates hooks and slices, and can slash up to 10 strokes from your game almost overnight. Now, here's what John knew. Golfers are ravenous buyers. They'll do anything to lower their score, shoot longer, shoot better, impress their buddies and their foursome. So he found a guy who was a one-legged golfer who had a brilliant golf shot. What's he selling in the ad? Well, he's selling a video for golf lessons. They sold a ton of them too. Number 9, be a contrarian. Take the opposite position of the masses. Like, only a fool believes you need social media to be successful. Hey, the whole world has latched onto social media, and here you are saying it's unnecessary? Now, of course, you need good substantive reasons to support your point, but the contrarian headline makes people want to know what in the world you're talking about. Well, just remember this. Good headlines pull people into the rest of the ad. Lousy headlines lose readers. Readership studies show, and they verify, that 80% of people read headlines and then disengage, never getting into the ad or the offer, never buying. Why do 80% leave? Because the headline sucks. Follow these 9 excellent and time-proven techniques for writing effective headlines, and your ads will draw people in. Now, how do you write the rest of the ad? Well, that's another podcast for another day. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.